So I'm just getting a figure on how screwed we are.
If resuming our two.
So you guys head back to...
That's a sports character, too.
Two. You guys head back to the Golden Crane to get some rest. Anyone doing anything else before bedtime? Or?
Yeah.
I
don't
see so sure, so. Well, we were talking about the common people. There's really no easy way to get them on the path of war, right? I mean, they're being conscripted.
Well, we can end the war.
Yeah, not necessarily. It's hard to say specifically what you'd be able to do. I mean, there's a couple things that you might be able to do. You might be able to try to convince the governor to do something about it. You might be able to talk to the peasants to see if they can, if there's something that can be done about it. There's also monks. Monks tend to be closer to the common people than samurai do. So you might be able to get some assistance from the monks.
Maybe not.
Or is there a temple?
Well, there is a temple to Bishamon.
It's not Thousand Fortunes, though, right?
No, it's a Shrine to Bishamon.
That's the one that makes me give
up. Actually,
well, there you go. Way to go.
I didn't ask this.
Actually, yes, Bishamon is one of the Seven Fortunes.
I didn't really ask this. I don't know if this
Thousand Fortunes.
Oh, Thousand Fortunes. Okay, yeah.
That would have happened during information gathering, but we got a sense that there was somebody like leading the peasants or somebody the peasants.
You didn't really ask. So
okay.
Okay.
I'll go back to Shiro, though, after everyone else kind of turns in.
Yeah. where would you be starting to come see me?
Well,
like from your room?
Yeah.
Yeah, outside.
Well, if you're not in your room, then I head outside and look for you.
Well, I'm saying, like, as soon as you step out of your room,
you're
going to pop me.
You're waiting for me. Okay.
Yeah.
I kind of do that, you know, turning to lips and motioning back into the room.
I step inside.
Close the door. Doji Chinisu is a very well connected individual. You may just want to find out where he's staying without
So don't get close.
That I leave that up to your discretion. If you think you can get it, get it.
You know, to be honest with you, the Emerald tournament, Topaz tournament taught me a few things. Find out where he is and report back as soon as I can.
Okay. Well, we may have some easier targets for you, some softer places to infiltrate.
Oh, not that I'm saying my skills aren't up to par, but I'd like to take it a little easier. But
again, I leave that at your discretion. If you think you can get it, get him. But
enjoy your rest. I'll see you in the morning. Ninja's gonna ninja.
Is there such a thing as bards?
Yes. Actually, the Akoma have Omodaisu. That's how they're bards. Basically,
I mean, that's storytelling.
It's less like singing, traveling minstrels and more like tale tellers and lore keepers.
Like, I'm actually pretty well trained in storytelling just from the fact that I have a base natural skill in it, but also I have storytelling as an actual skill.
Is there any sort of entertainer I could hire for the common people to go throughout the village tomorrow and the local inns and such?
Probably not at the inns. Entertainment usually comes in the form of stuff like more personal stuff, but if we're talking more courtly entertainment, that's generally stuff that the samurai would do. So you probably have to talk to a samurai.
Yeah, convince them to go into town and
go play some music for the peasants.
Right there.
Until the next day.
So, what do you do?
Okay. Do we have any? Maybe I missed it, but do we have any idea where he might be staying, or just generally, or he might be in the village?
He's a noble.
Okay.
He's most likely somewhere in the castle.
Okay.
Sleeping somewhere.
Yeah.
Which is pretty heavily guarded.
Yeah.
And so.
Okay.
But.
Yeah. I'll tell you what. I'm gonna do this. Okay.
Don't die.
Thanks.
Also, don't get caught on that we have to.
Yeah. Okay. I'm gonna be really stupid careful about this. So wait. Did we go up to the castle or not?
We've introduced ourselves.
What? I'm sorry. What?
We've introduced ourselves to the castle, so they know that we're here.
Okay. So I would have been inside the castle. At least,
mm-hmm. You were briefly in there. Yeah.
Okay. I probably would have been looking around. So actively looking around. So
I mean, you didn't see anything like where people slept, but
okay. Just from my training, when I know often common either unguarded or less guarded areas of a castle that would be kind of be uniform across the board based on, because most of the castles are built in the same style for defense and that kind of thing.
Well, It's hard to say because there actually are a few different styles of castle. And also from what you were able to tell here today, the governor, Sokozaka, he has an interest with weird gaijin stuff, which he thinks makes him edgy. So it hasn't really affected the engineering necessarily, but maybe the layout's a little different.
Okay.
So it's hard to really tell without being in there and looking around.
Okay, then what I'd like to do, how late is it in the night? Because basically I just want
to... At this point it's pretty late. You guys went out to the forest and came back. And
Okay, I'm gonna say... I shouldn't be too tired because we've been getting pretty much regular sleep and everything like that. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to spend... spend the first hour watching the guards, any patrols, or if they're switching out guards or anything like that. Kind of get a feel for the outside before I even really get anywhere near it. So any surrounding forest or anything like that. Any players that I don't... Like, would clearly be well outside of view or, you know, just especially because I'm going to be wearing basically black. So get a feel for the guards first and then see if I can at least get... up so I'd be able to see over the wall. I'm not trying to get into the place at all. I'm just trying to get from a higher vantage point. Or if there's anything in the area that I can climb up on to get that vantage point without actually going up to the wall.
Okay. So far as figuring out the guards, like their patterns and stuff, I would need a battle skill roll from you.
Not training that at all.
Well, that's going to make it really tough for you to succeed then.
With perception.
It's perception, but yeah.
So there's perception battle then, right?
Yeah.
Okay. This one might actually be... Because I don't want to risk just ninjing up to it because, well, I don't really want to die or cause more problems to the rest of the party in general.
That's fair.
But
stop like, doing it, Scorpion. Just stop doing it.
Okay, I'll tell you what, though.
Not be Scorpion.
I'll tell you what, because, I mean, I will roll the stealth up to... how low is the front wall?
It's
one of the taller walls, right? Yeah. Like this place, you know, like I know a lot of this stuff is supposed to be more sprawling than vertical.
And the other thing to keep in mind is the crane do have an archery tradition.
Yeah.
So they're
keen eyes and
yeah.
long distances.
Mm-hmm. I mean, they're not like say as good as a Suruchi, but they're pretty good.
Okay. Well, like, you know so. What? I mean, like this is part of my character, and I am gonna do this. So I'll spend a void, and I will attempt to sneak up to the wall.
Okay.
Okay, so I just get the extra die. One keep one.
If you want to play it that way, that's fine.
And I'm going to call a raise on it.
Okay.
Just one. Yeah, that's okay. So it's going to be that. And... Okay. Okay. So that's going to be 20, 29, 35.
Yeah. You do not get like caught or anything or called out.
Okay.
Not like they have spotlights, so
right. So avoiding everything. So now that I'm actually up there and I can see things in a lot greater detail, is there anything that I can see to, like I said, get to a vantage point or kind of see into the wall at all?
The walls don't really have handholds because they're not designed for people to climb up it, but
right.
You might be able to get your way up the wall if you make an athletics test. It's not going to be an easy one. Unless you have a lot of rope and something you think you can hook it up onto.
Okay, I might actually... Well, actually, I have my chain.
How much chain?
I don't know how long. I don't even know how far the
it's
chain
is. It's your
goes.
Weapon, right?
I think it's like a 5-foot chain.
It's not...
It's a short
it's
chain?
It's not
okay.
Big enough for that.
Yeah. Alright, well, let's see what I got. See if I can...
Otherwise, it wouldn't be much of a wall. It's less
right,
than
yeah,
big
yeah. Well, I don't know. I don't remember if...
You need your grappling hook.
Yeah, right. Well, I mean, I would have... Yeah, see, I don't remember... I don't really remember if I took any, like if I actually have any items with me or anything that I would have, you know, normally had.
Joe, also remind me after this game to do your honor and glory from the end of the last adventure, because I forgot.
Ooh, alright then.
Also,
well,
you may want to consider an emphasis in sneaking. If you can reroll ones.
Okay, well, I don't get something like that already.
No, you don't have any, you need an emphasis.
Whatevs.
It's two.
Okay, Well, I may have ninja'd up here for nothing. Okay, well, I'm going to think this through. Actually, what about a drainage ditch? Like something where they would have any of the wastewater or anything go through, or...?
This is the Middle Ages. there's not...
Castles still have them.
Yeah, a little bit, but, I mean, for the most... You're not going to really find that too much. I mean, maybe facing out towards the water, but you have to like cross around to the beck of the lake and then swim up to the drainage ditch and then climb through the drainage ditch to get into the castle. That's just probably going to take a few hours.
And
by
daytime,
that time, court would probably be in session.
Yeah.
And then you'd be thrown out for smelling bad.
Okay, I'll tell you what. You know what? I really kind of want to make the agility check for that. So what would what would it be if I
that's climbing is actually athletics with strength.
Yeah, which I'm not gonna pass.
Is it really?
Yep.
Can I go?
Well, you don't have stealth, right?
Nope.
So
just walk up to the wall, throw me over.
He'd get spotted, is what I said.
Yeah.
Some asshole mantis wandering up to the walls and starts climbing.
So just okay, well, the agility check would just be my agility ring then.
It's a strength test for climbing.
It's a dark knight rising check.
Yeah.
I don't think I'm gonna be able to pass that. Damn it! I retreat.
Shit, wall.
I
can't even buy a wall.
Well, I mean, like, I try. I mean, like, unless I mean, they would keep the castle relatively clean, so there probably wouldn't be vines or anything.
No,
like that.
It's pretty austere as far as decorations on the wall go.
Yeah,
like it's really well kept. Like the castle's really well kept.
And it's the outside's flat. It's like stone.
But to throw you a bone, because otherwise we wasted 10 minutes. There are camps for the newly minted Ashigaru that have been set up. They've been conscripted, basically.
Okay.
I mean, there's a couple guards around there, but you sneak by them because you already roll your stealth check and they didn't beat you. It's just small tents, basically. Well, not sort of tents, is like kind of canopy tarps sort of thing.
Yeah, a little more permanent than
just
they're
all kind of being rested out, and they're just kind of laid out in sleeping bags and stuff.
Okay.
But there is a small fire from a corner, and that's what you see at this point. There's probably people around the fire if there's a fire there.
Okay, then, yeah, well, I mean, what I'll do is then is I'll come around from the back end away from the, like, outside of the fire's reach. I would sneak around the outside, so I'm not coming from the tent, because it's just in the corner, and just kind of ninja my way up and just kind of sit and listen as close as I can to get a good sound without staying real low to the ground, you know, doing the whole low to the ground thing, keeping my head down, moving real slow so I don't disturb any of the grass too much.
Did you have a traveling pack, by the way?
I had a backpack that would be back in my plate.
Most schools give you the traveling pack that has a grappling hook and a rope in it.
It can. You choose 10 items.
Oh, I never chose my 10 items at the beginning.
Yeah.
I'm going to have a dog. I've been feeding him, really.
I didn't think you remembered 3 weeks later.
I have a grappling
hook. I assume he's been off hunting.
Well, I would. I mean, I don't know how you want to word this. I would have the grappling hook. I would have taken that for sure. But at this point, I'm off by the fire thing, so.
Just in the whole lot you're gonna find out of the castle.
Okay, no, that's fine. So, but I will listen in though for a couple of minutes if anything and juicy tidbits of information.
Yeah, you can. Let's see.
I'm investigating the fire.
It's pretty.
It's on fire. Yeah.
It's just a couple of peasants. I mean, they have the Ashigaru armor and they look kind of uncomfortable in it and stuff. But sore. Soon at least these skills will be put to use. But the lion? You think we'll last 5 seconds against the lion? No. You didn't hear. Futeki's gonna turn this whole thing around. He'll be ready for all of this. He's got us ready. Can't be longer than a day, two, perhaps. We'll be ready. We'll be free of these people. Well, I hope you're right.
Ninja way. Hold on, just so bad that people can't listen and can't see us, but my face.
What was the name of the person you mentioned?
Well, you didn't get it.
I know, but I'm writing it down for everybody.
Futeki.
Okay. Just from what I got from that, just to confirm that would probably mean that the conscripts no longer want to be conscripts.
Mm-hmm.
they probably didn't
want to. I'm saying they didn't start by wanting to.
I'm saying they've made,
or one guy apparently is rallying them together so that they can inform the management that they are no longer going to be conscripts.
Whoever Futeki is.
Right.
In the lion, it's actually honorable. It must make them feel really good. They're well trained with an awesome army behind them. They're still more or less fodder, but they're higher trained fodder.
Right. With slightly better.
Well, that's what
they're just fodder.
And they know. Yeah, okay. Okay, so yeah.
They also have someone stirring up rebellion.
But honestly, they exist to get.
Yeah, I'm going to go back and wake
up.
I'm going to go back and wake
up. Couple seconds of the battle.
I'm going to go back and wake them up.
Okay. You wake up.
I would probably wake up.
Alright, so,
You know what? I would knock.
You could, well, it's more scratching at the door. Right. It's like,
I wake up.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm not expecting it.
Good evening. Short version or long version?
Short version.
Rebellion.
I believe the Doji-san, Yotamo-san, encountered some whispers of that as well. But
I have a name, which I then proceed to say, which is why I'm at
Futeki.
Futeki.
I think tomorrow we should pay this Futeki a visit.
I would do it very early then.
Seems like there are many fronts to this war.
I'm going to inform the others because...
I also believe this may tie into the Kuni's task.
Isn't it just wonderful how all of this bloodshed and war just comes together in one neat little bundle for us?
It seems the painful seed of war before the war.
I'm much less open and very abrupt. I would politely scratch on everybody's door and bow and just say I've discovered while walking that, and I would definitely, just because I'd pause and say walking, that there might be a rebellion, say the guy's name, and that we should leave early tomorrow morning to possibly get a jump on it and see if we can, whatever we decide to do, get on it before the rebellion thing happens.
That's not good at all. If he's a commoner, he's more or less going to get them all executed.
My reaction is, are we doing something about this now? And this will wait until morning. Shut the door.
as you shut the door, as soon as you close it, you're welcome. Thank you very much for having me as your audience.
Well, we all share a room, right?
No, you have your own.
No, we probably had our own place.
Yeah,
this place is nice.
Because you're not there and I have no chance of losing face on this, I dishonor your door. just bez.
Did you like smear poo
no,
on it? Or?
But definitely just like, I'm talking to your dog.
You
I basically.
A rude gesture.
whatever the ancient Japanese form of the middle finger would be. Alright, anyway, so. Yeah.
To put shit on my door?
Shit in your door. Shout it out.
It's not very good.
I have my Aikido. Go back to that.
Oh. Now that you remember, gave it up.
It's an important part of my story.
I probably would have been playing the dog actually.
Apparently,
like,
not that important.
Yeah.
So important you forgot to feed it immediately.
It happened like 6 sessions.
So it's sure
it. It's only there when you need it.
I don't think I'll ever need the dog.
No, it's a, no, there's a path you could take once you get to rank 4. It's in a summoner.
Really?
Yeah, so you could get an animal spirit.
I don't know, actually, for the record, I probably wouldn't play your dog a bunch. Like, I would like, I probably would like dogs. Like, you said, what kind of dog is it?
You
like
that?
It's the Japanese wolf type.
Yeah, I would, I actually love those dogs. So every time the dog wasn't paying attention to you or something, I probably would have been feeding it. So in reality, between you ignoring it, me snacking, or giving it snacks, it probably was fine.
Those are mean dogs, by the way.
Yeah,
oh, yeah.
They're
very,
dogs.
Yes.
They're very loyal, though.
Mm-hmm.
Like, so,
okay, well, unless someone else is doing something weird that I have to throw a bone to.
Now then.
Alright. Okay, so you wake up the next morning. What do you guys do? You got a lot on your plate.
We have to go up and dump Vegeta.
No, not Vegeta! Kakarot!
That's a joke.
Right. So,
But I don't think we can take him though.
He is over 9,000.
Would you?
I was going to go down and talk to the local monks. They might know of this man if he's a commoner.
Maybe we should just ask the commoners themselves.
That would probably get us stabbed if we asked the wrong commoners. A lot more than there are of us.
I think at this point, Shoshiro-san is correct. They would be unwilling to give him up, but we have specific methods of asking people information which they don't want to divulge.
Well, let's...
Why don't we start with the monks? They would have no reason.
Let me do this monk thing first.
Why don't we do it without murdering everything?
That takes way too long.
I'm gonna...
You did technically find stuff out by murdering that one lion.
Yeah.
You just almost got killed because of it.
Are there any known, like, higher ranking peasants?
I mean, there's a head of the town, yeah.
The Mook Mark II.
I would, on individually, early morning, because maybe I'd have a little bit better, man, maybe I'd have a worse time because I'm crying, but, seek the person out, so.
Which person?
Futeki.
Futeki? Okay. Well, you can make an investigation roll. He said he was doing it earlier than everyone else getting
up. Well, not earlier. I mean, I would have done it at the same time if I was leaving, but, I mean, it's up to...
Yeah, no, because he told me to get up early, so I probably...
Would you have gone off by yourself?
I would have thought that... Well,
I would have gotten up a little bit before dawn.
I don't think anything other than the possibility I can actually talk to the door. Talking is not ideal.
You went by yourself.
That's standard.
Yeah.
If you want to follow me, but I'm not... I wouldn't have asked anybody.
And I'll visit
the
village leader. The peasant leader.
I'm visiting folks. So there's a village theme going on. You going to the village too?
So void.
I'd like to go through a little. Because I have villages in...
The peasant public leader is going to the
village. Me and Monks, wherever.
Where are you going to Sosa?
I'm following him because I saw him walk up by himself.
Okay.
And after he spoke about going to talk with the peasant directly, I would...
Right.
And because he followed him, they're going together. Now I'm going by myself.
Yeah.
I'm not worried about
you.
I'm visiting a temple. I'll be fine.
Yeah.
So I call a void on this.
Okay.
I did the last temple.
Nice.
Was
over. Ooh,
and the
pretty.
Temple of the Shigen was
great. You want
pretty
good.
This is a money temple.
Yeah.
1432. Okay. Well, what you learn is Shiteki is a carpenter.
Okay.
But, no, he's a good carpenter. He's a whole sketch. So, yeah, I mean, do you swing by the carpentry? Or?
Yeah.
Okay, well, I mean, there is a tall, heavily muscled guy out front. He's currently sawing something. Seems to be really caught in his work.
Yeah. Pause for a minute. I think he's keep on working.
Yeah, he picks up a hammer, table, nail. Looks like
How's you usually address peasants?
Hey, you there? You're a crane.
No, but Futaki, but his name is Futaki.
Well, Futaki. I don't know, he's a carpenter, so he might, he's a skilled craftsman, so he might get a little bit more respect than, like, a farmhand, but he's still a Haman. So
yeah, but
For you, you're a crane, unless you have a reason to respect the peasantry at all, and especially since you're consumed by an aspect of Shardo, which means you're kind of a bad guy.
Right, yes, but I know.
Probably
but...
give no shits about peasants.
Okay.
No shits.
No shits were had.
No shits were given that day.
Anyway.
Well, it would be worse if I went, because I actually have the flaw that I really don't care about.
Yeah. Yeah.
Excuse me. You for techie.
He'll stand up. He kind of bows, but he doesn't seem to be bowing scraping sword. He does have his hammer in his hand.
I've heard you have the ear of some of the others in this town.
I don't know what you mean.
It seems there's a lot of unrest, and some look to you.
Why would they look to me? I'm simply a carpenter.
That I do not know. But in either case, whether you do or do not, I'm trying to settle things, put things at ease. Whether it be by stopping this war, which is foolhardy, or by fixing whatever it is that has caused so many problems here.
Doji-sama, I don't... I don't think I know what you mean. If samurai were war, they were. That's not my place to question it. But I have heard no grumblings of discontentment. I have his places to follow his lord.
That's
Well, that may be true. It's unfortunate that you're not who I thought you might be. Maybe you'll be able to help these other, help these lands. I'm not speaking very well today.
I apologize to myself for your inability to speak well.
That was OOC.
Yeah.
That's OOCM.
Yes.
That's what you think.
I'm sorry to hear that. I was hoping to be able to fix these lines. As is much content, discontent here.
I apologize that I disappointed you. But I, as I said, simply didn't threaten you.
It seems that way.
However, what would you have me do to ease discontentment? I'm not a samurai. I don't have the ear of the governor.
But I do. It's possible I can make things better here.
Well, what would you define as better?
You tell me what's wrong here. Speak plainly.
Samurai-sama, if it was up to me, I would have not started a conflict with another group of samurai. I would have not taken over half of the men away from their farms and fields and asked for double the yield. I would not have pressed them into a war that they know they cannot win.
No, we can't exactly just lay down and die. At least we have to fight with some honor. However, we'll agree with you on the war in the first place.
It may be the place of a samurai to fight and die for his lord, but it's the place of him to simply serve. We don't have any interest in dying for whatever insults have been exchanged. But it's not a place to stay, as I said. I have a table to build, so I saw that.
Looks like I want to say something, but I don't. I just walk out at that point.
Fair enough.
So I didn't get like a feeling from. Did I get any kind of feeling from him that he was
you
leading a rebellion?
You can make a cordial roll on that.
Yeah. Two raises. Sincerity. No.
The detect lies.
Yeah. It's investigation.
Investigation. Yep.
Yes.
Can I? I guess from the distance I was doing.
Oh my god.
They always roll really well when I want you to find stuff out.
And so does he.
But he exploded. It was only a 21.
You can't tell anything!
Well, you're listening in, aren't you?
Yeah, I mean, I would have been. Can I do an act? Can I?
Sure! You can make an investigation roll too. Okay. He'll use the same die.
He seems
to tell
one die.
He's telling the truth.
Okay. If I fail the roll, I learn nothing, right? So yep. If I call raises on it, nothing bad can come of it.
Correct.
I guess I'm going to call two raises then, because I'm going to need it.
No, because that just
makes it harder. I'll call one raise.
Zero raises? Zero raises, because it's a contested roll, and he obviously rolled really well.
Okay. He beat the actual courtier.
No.
You didn't do it either.
Nope. You can't tell anything!
Appears to be telling the truth.
But you know what I am going to do? Well, you know what? Screw it. I'm going to totally hang around after he leaves and watch this guy.
Can you roll stealth?
Yeah, I can. But
I mean, well, the question
stealth.
Is, do you or not?
Do you let him know you're there, or do you want him not to know you're there?
Yeah, I know. It's just, it's the difference. Because
if you let him know he's there, all he's going to do is just make
okay,
a
well,
table.
Okay,
damn suspicious table making.
Okay. From a card.
Just to let you guys know what's going through my head right now, which is, chances are the order of operations right now, rebellion happening, followed by this blood ritual, followed by whatever we're looking for.
But the thing
is, I think.
If he lets them know he's there, that can be kind of unnerving too. This guy's just watching me.
There's just like from behind a fence or something. Just the top of a scorpion just going like this.
Are you trying to stop me from noticing that you were there?
Yeah, I don't care if you do or not. This is only going to say anything dumb. Corner is.
Okay.
New one. Okay, and I'll keep this one, and I will keep this one, and I will reroll this one. So 15, 25, 32 on that one.
He doesn't see you.
Yeah, okay.
I neither do I.
Okay.
He does make a table for a while.
Mm-hmm.
He will stop halfway through, but I will pause because other stuff is going to happen.
Yeah.
Back up to it.
From there, I would have gone to wherever the Yoritomo said he was going to be.
Well, he was going to speak with the town head, but he'll...
No, the Yoritomo is going to the monks.
Oh, right. So we'll get to the Bayushi and the Haruma, because it's best to keep all your Bushi in one place in case violence breaks out. They'll be safe
and
everyone else will die.
I'll just run away. I don't know what you're talking about.
We'll be okay.
Alright, so...
You're going to a location where violence is least likely to break out. So
I don't know.
It's a temple to Bishamon.
There's a lot of punching.
Yeah.
Maybe you get punched.
Praise.
But yeah, there's a slightly larger hut than the other peasant huts that the other peasants point you. Oh, yes.
This must be the place.
Stepping out from his hut is an old, tired-looking man, bald, sunken face.
So, did we get a name? We would have asked.
Yeah, his name is Tiny.
Okay.
T-E-I-N-E-I.
Tiny?
He'll just say Tiny. He steps out, he looks, notice your samurai, and he falls to the ground.
Oh, samurai's
on the side.
He will stand up.
We have need of your services.
Alright, Thomas, whatever I can do to assist you.
I kind of gesture to you because this is your lead.
Yeah, it's like, what do you know of, what's his name?
Futaki.
He's a carpenter.
Is that all? How do the other villagers view him?
He has a useful skill. He has fixed a few houses. He's liked enough, I suppose.
Okay. What are the current, how are the villagers currently doing?
We live to serve.
Of course, as do we all, but how are their spirits?
They're
in the coming preparations.
They're wary of war, but...
It's to be expected.
Yes. They will do their duty.
While we're talking to them, I'm going to be the one looking around.
You get the sense that like a couple of people kind of raise their heads
right.
And just looking, but they're not doing anything.
If anyone actually meet my eyes, I give them a pretty vicious stare back.
They avert their gazes pretty much immediately. If they,
this is none of your business, kind of stare.
Mm-hmm.
I understand that a lot of you have been conscripted and. Taxes have been raised, and so...
We serve as we must.
You can tell me the truth. How do they feel about this?
Samurai Tama, there's... I have heard nothing. Are you implying there is some sort of discontentment?
What is... Can I make an investigation when you said that?
Sure!
Yes. I don't know. Ooh, apologies. 23.
He knows there's discontentment.
Do you understand that it is your duty to serve the samurai caste?
Yes, Samurai-sama.
I do not believe that you are serving us now.
Samurai-sama, I apologize. If there is discontentment, I will root it out and I will stop it.
You already know. And you know Futaki.
I know Futaki, yes. As I said, he's a carpenter.
You know that... His skills go beyond carpentry. We've heard he's quite the orator. He stirs the people into almost rebellion.
Samurai-sama, I do not know what you mean. You can make another investigation test.
Yes. More explosions. No explosions. Just a few.
This is a pretty easy test. 15.
Well, they've...
24.
Yeah, you both notice... As they're, like, heated, they're actually stepping out, and, like, they have, like, a couple of them have, like, rakes or other farm implements, like...
I say this very loudly for everyone else. You understand you are Haemans, so... That literally means half a man, so killing you is only half a crime.
Samurai Samuel, I do not know what you're referring to. This is still tiny, but one of the others are, like...
I kind of give a look around.
Well, it looks like maybe a smarter guy touch us and you insult the Lord whose property you've destroyed.
The Lord.
You're here on business. If anything happens to you, you just go away.
The Lord may be more interested with Futaki.
He didn't come out here to hurt or threaten anyone. We simply want the truth.
Maybe that's not why you came out here. I have my hand on my...
They've all got, like, rakes and clubs and farm and axes and farm implements.
I do take a step or two away from, like, Batayushi.
You can't really step that far. You guys notice as you're talking, there's, like, a crowd closing in. There's, like, 10 of them surrounding it.
How many of you do you think it'll take to die before you even lay one hand on us? We have been trained to fight since we were toddlers, and we have blades against your rakes and your farmer's implements. You honestly think any of you will land a blow before you're all bathed in blood?
You can make an intimidation test.
I sure will, and I'll spend a point.
Okay. You're crafty. Intimidation's a low skill.
Yep.
Man, that was rough to back in. Walk back into.
I have intimidation.
The Baiushi started talking.
I gathered.
Like that happens.
Oh. Oh shit.
Yeah,
that's
nine.
Wow.
They attack you. that went the opposite of what you wanted.
Did you have intimidation?
I have a free.
It's a free point because of that. And plus a void point.
He shared and rolled so terribly.
They all rolled bad.
Yeah.
So, yep. You get to roll some
damage. It wasn't great.
Damn, you're going to jail again.
We got attacked by villagers. I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, some other stuff might be happening now instead. The timeline might have moved up or changed as a result of his actions.
Thanks, Nick.
He's a mover and a shaker.
He's trying to use what he would do, which is to intimidate them, hopefully
right.
That they back him down.
I was trying to get them to back off.
Whatever reason,
I thought that was
simply
a speech.
See?
It was.
I would try to convince them. You would try to intimidate them. And that's the difference between, like... I mean, I may have feel like a lower caste, but I'm still going to try to use my, like... Because I know that... You know,
I'm a talker.
I can talk him into it, maybe.
Well, I wanted to try to convince, but he started being an asshole.
For whatever reason, I was traveling with you guys, and he's like this...
So we don't have a dog.
Roll your initiatives.
I don't really think there's a dog.
Well, I mean,
there's no dog there.
They
ran away
all the time. Free action. So, I mean, I assume as soon as we see...
You do your speech and they start going, "We'll see!" Ah! I, like, jump at you.
Well, I'm not willing to go for that.
Wow, he's really good at making that table. All
right.
Shit.
This is a 19, perfect example of the don't poke the bear analogy.
Pretty good.
I mean, the bear was already angry, and then you stuck your finger in its bum.
I'm gonna sneak up on the bear and put my thumb in its bum.
I got a 33.
Okay. Dave?
18.
Well, you go first.
How many are next to me?
They're kind of surrounding you. So.
What are they armed with? Just like farmers and women?
Random farmers.
Hey, man.
I'm gonna go standard. Attack.
There's like one of them's got a Paringu, one of them's got a Tonfa, one of them's got a Nunchuck.
Yes,
one of them's got a Kaba.
Well, the ones that
are you just going down the weapon chart and reading?
Yep, peasant weapons.
One of them was a weapon. I just cut them down.
Okay.
Well, I'm just regular attacks.
I took Okinawan Show and Rue for 13 years. Peasants with weapons.
I faint also. I'm sorry. I hit the hell out of him.
Do you? Do you really? Are
yeah.
you so sure?
That's a real 17, 20.
Sure sounds like it.
43.
You did hit him.
I mean, it was two raises, though. That's a
you still hit him.
Alright.
He's a peasant.
How much should that be his armor by?
We're against some really nasty things. Now we're just going against.
Thing is, for each one, I get a bonus hand, which is
10.
5, or for each two. So, I mean, it would have been 33. Or 43, sorry, which is his armor.
You beat him by
like 20.
3. levels.
That's it?
Three levels.
Oh, okay.
So 30. Right, yeah. Sorry, right. I just played Rogue Trader yesterday, so
yeah,
I was going to say degrees.
So I get plus 5 damage.
Yeah, there's no levels
in this game. Right, I'm like, oh, no, this is 30. Yeah. You only beat him by like 30 some odd.
You also may have killed him in one shot.
Probably killed him.
It was only 40 damage.
You in fact fall over and
dead. No, I'm sorry. It was 30 damage.
Oh, well, then he's not quite dead.
You're undernourished peasants. Earthworm one.
Nope, they got some earth. Because I'm randomly using a stat block.
There you go.
Not a lot of earth. No. Some. He doesn't look very happy.
I'm
maybe
sure that guy's
two.
Hurumasad is next.
I did not want to pin this. Who's the biggest one here? Biggest peasant here?
There is a bunch of peasants.
Is there one that's bigger than the other?
A couple of them are holding.
Seems to be a leader of some sort.
Well
that mouthy one with the rake.
Couple of them are holding Kumadi in the rake.
Whoever was the mouthy one is the one I cut down.
Well, he's not down yet, but he's not happy place.
Not happy.
He's in his bleeding place.
But they seem to be pretty spurred on at this point, so they don't look like they back down by you slicing them in half almost in one blow.
Okay. Well, if they seem that riled up, I'm not going to bother.
They seem pretty riled up.
I'm just going to pick the closest one and cut them.
All right. You're just going to cut them? Like, give me your hand.
Take a tax stance.
Bad.
Bad peasant.
Bad. I cut you so bad, you wish I didn't cut you.
So I'm just going to attack, quick draw, attack stance, and just attack him.
I mean, I assume they're pretty surprised by how quickly we got our blades, because we both have drawn the three.
No, they think they probably all die.
They're just throwing themselves at us?
Yeah.
At this point,
you inflamed their passion for rebellion, as opposed to stuffing
it
up.
Oh, damn it, archers!
assholes! Fuck these guys!
I am keeping an eye on the, kind of keeping an eye on the elder. See his... Does he, like, run away, or...
He might be more...
He might just run back into his butt or something.
That might have been a front.
Or just run off somewhere else to warn somebody.
He seems like he's getting ready to run off somewhere, but you guys are surrounded at the moment, so it's not going to be really...
I think I got some popsicles instead. I think you guys got this one.
Alright.
Is Michael Jackson?
Okay. I didn't play him like Michael Jackson. But
20 to hit.
You hit him.
Okay.
You got the peasant.
For the record,
you're screwed again.
Okay.
You need to use all your damage, please.
What's that?
You need to use all your damage.
You can pick the lesser ones, but if they're that riled up, I'm not going to bother. I do 15 damage.
You seem to vaguely hurt one of them.
Yeah. I'm not exploding right now.
So then they all go...
I'm pretty hard to hit right now.
That's probably a good thing. It's just because of the number of them.
Never heard of it.
So Mr. Wounded Guy, he missed.
What?
The guy was attacking.
He didn't hit armor 50?
The Bayushi.
And then slightly less wounded guy. Well, rather less wounded guy. He still missed you.
Okay.
Because he still has wound penalty. Now unwounded guys!
How many?
There's 8 unwounded guys.
8 unwounded.
You're rolling a lot of dice.
Yeah.
So these guys are supposed to be like 3 keep 1 or something.
Oh, their damage isn't very good. So. Oh, this guy exploded.
Nope.
Dave, what's your TM?
It is 25.
Oh god, you got hit by 1 point. Because of an explosion. let's see. Randomly, this guy is wielding.
Yeah, that's what he's got.
Comma?
Nope.
He's got
a stick.
He's got a stick.
Oh my god, he rolled really well on damage. You take 25 damage.
Oh!
He rolled 2 knives!
Because he's fabulous.
He's got 3 strength?
No, there's 0 keep 3 and they have 3 strength.
He's a peasant.
What?
Topper is 0 keep 3 and they have 3 strength. So.
These are the most peasants.
How much?
Ever.
25?
25, yeah.
Okay.
He clonks you upside the head.
So I take 22.
Yeah.
These are the most ridiculous peasants ever.
Okay.
Well, I'm grazed.
That's one.
What? Oh god, another explosion.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, that's what happens apparently.
Here, use my die.
Nobody's ever allowed to DM
at
this
table.
What's
your TM?
30.
Wait,
I'm going to be so ashamed if I get killed by peasants.
Well, you're going to be dead, so.
Nope, he missed you by this much.
Nice.
Three.
yeah, but it won't matter because you'll be dead.
Well, I mean, it can be said in the next life. In the spirit world. It's like,
hey, so the next one. I can miss you by one more than the other guy.
Dave.
Well, how many can
have you sitting there?
They're your there's going to be one more in hand, and I'm just going to do that. Yeah, so.
Really? A peasant?
Actually, I'd like to.
That one missed you.
Sweet.
Yeah.
Actually, considering though, I'd like to play something I recorded a while back.
Presents are fighting you. Presents.
Okay. No, all
right.
So, your action.
All right. I'm gonna change my attention to a different one.
Okay.
Is that what you guys play? It's like flailing.
he's not doing too bad. He rolled a bunch of twos.
I will say this other one. That is only a 24.
You sure hit him.
Alright. Well, I rolled super high last time, so I didn't know what the number was. But they have no armor, right?
Yep.
And reflexes too, so it's like 10.
They may have a 12.
Okay. Well, so I still get the maximum 5 then. That beat him by 12. That's 19. 28. 33.
Behold, another really crippled.
I was only 1 point from getting him down.
Too crippled. I'm not as crippled.
I'm not going to kill him. I'm just going to cripple him. I'm
just make them all really by the way, at the end of the last round, Tiny does run off.
Well, I assume some guards are going to come eventually, too.
Just
into the village.
Probably going to tell what's his name. There's a fight so he can come.
Or he's going to get the guard.
Yeah.
You don't know what's happening.
I assume the
stop repostulating. Alright, anyway.
I can have us
do that. Who it's your turn.
Alright.
I'll have postulate you.
I forget.
I like
no,
pasta.
Because I only have
a boy. I'll tell you this.
Because I only have a boy of two.
Yes. Oh, you could have spent
a boy to reduce 10.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll let you do that.
Because I have a void of two.
Okay.
Can I finish my sentence?
No.
Cannot finish.
No.
No.
I can't call disarm, can I? That's three raises.
Correct.
That sucks.
Correct. But you could have spent a void to lower your damage by 10.
Yeah.
I'm
going to go ahead and do that.
Yeah. That seems like a good use of void.
Yeah. It usually is.
Yeah.
So, I'm still healthy.
That's why Ishikin, or Void Shigender are actually really hard to kill. Like, what? I have like some void.
Yeah. So I can't disarm, so that sucks.
You can disarm them in the way that you cut their arms off.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna do
you
that.
You can disarm the way that I disarm it by effectively them.
It's much like
so,
that.
Yeah, I'm just gonna attack stance.
Doing them plus 20 TM.
On the same guy that I attacked before.
Okay. He's not looking super awesome.
He's gonna look a lot worse in a second here.
No!
Well, that's on the attack.
Yeah, it's on the attack. I'm not even going to bother.
You sure did hit him.
Yeah, I'm not even going to bother because it doesn't matter.
You got him.
You could be raising the pressure damage.
I could, but yeah, I should. But
whatever. They are super easy to hit. Oh, God, you just cut that.
Doesn't
down.
Matter.
There's 30 right there.
Well,
I only keep two of these.
Yeah,
but it could be two.
Well, he already had like 15.
Yeah, 28.
You cut him in half.
So one guy's just gone.
Yeah. Oh, another guy.
There's still two crippled guys though, man.
Yeah, another guy has stepped in.
Oh, okay.
To take his place because
you're
fighting him off. But
yeah.
I'm so sorry.
Right, so two crippled guys on Nick.
All right. Well.
Oh god, there's an explosion. Oh, you did this.
Yeah, I'm still not that worried. You're gonna explode this four times. It can happen, but.
Yeah.
What's your TN?
It's 30. So with each cripple, he's 50.
If you went triple, he would hit you.
Yeah. I like
other crippled guys.
There's two crippled guys. I'm not super concerned about.
He exploded.
That exploded.
No, he missed you. An undamaged guy on you. He didn't hit you either.
That's good.
On days, three undamaged guys. Oh Lord in heaven. Not hit. Yeah, what's your TN, Dave? 25. Yeah, they sure to hit you before he even rolls that die. but let's see. So
they've got all the confident ones attacking him.
Yeah, apparently.
I'm the bigger danger, apparently.
Yep.
Yeah, apparently. So, well, you're the big guy. You're like
not that big.
This guy's got a comma. You're crap.
Yeah,
they, you take 15 damage from him. Because I can't roll lower than like a 7 on damage. But okay.
Word number 2!
That was only 2 keep.
How are you doing there, buddy?
You can spend another void.
Yeah, I'm going to spend that last void.
Okay.
But also, you lose 3 off the reduction, too.
Yeah.
So that's actually not that bad. So you only took like 2, right?
So.
Well, you said 15 on that last one, right?
Yeah.
So if you spend a void,
so that's 12, spend a void, that's what? So yeah, that's 2. So I'm still actually healthy.
Yeah.
And your TN is what?
25.
So if that one misses you, it's close.
Is it your attack that increases because you go first, or your...
No, my TN goes up. That's why my TN's 30.
Oh, it's yes. Okay.
And he misses you as well. He's, I mean, they're nicking you. Nickel and diamond.
I'm not even nicked.
Yeah, but, alright, go by your...
Well, I'm going to try and cripple another guy.
Okay, the third guy on you.
I got 7 healthy ones and 2 crippled, and 1 dead. I got the count.
Well, did you hit him?
21, yes.
You hit him.
So, 62.
It's like plus 4.
Oh, I didn't even roll enough dice.
Oh, well,
okay, well, I hit him even more.
Oh, okay. Well, then,
for some reason, I rolled my 6 damage dice instead of the 9 I have for
control. Well, that was not the right thing.
Well, I didn't even need it. Oh, I did not hurt this guy very much. He takes 16.
Okay, he's not crippled. He's injured.
I don't understand.
He's not crippled.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. 21.
Oh, he's in worse shape than he thought he was. For a second, he's like, oh, this is so bad. Oh! Hurumasan!
Alright. Just attack one of the other guys.
Okay.
Fresh.
The guy with the comma who hit you?
Yeah.
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 You made crab angry.
Fuck that.
Angry crab.
And I'm gonna, I'm gonna call 2 races to damage.
Ooh.
Oh, he pissed him off.
Yeah. David's kinda
oh, fuck you, Penny.
Of course, it's the one time he didn't explode.
Yeah.
That's okay, that's 2 9s and a 7.
Oh, okay.
That's
man.
25 to hit.
You hit him with
yeah,
the 2 raises.
With the 2 raises.
No, so, you guys see, they have 2 and 12.
Yeah, just, it's pretty
just
easy to do.
2 raises is.
There's like no way we can miss them.
What's the damage?
1.1.
Hey, I've rolled die it. Before. It's possible you can miss them.
It's going to be extremely unlikely that they're not going to see guys. So you get the 2 1s.
Yes.
You get the. Ooh.
That guy's not.
Yeah, he did.
So, 32 damage.
Yeah, he's crippled. You should have crippled that
guy. I got 3 cripples.
Alright, so 2 crippled guys on deck.
2 crippled guys and 1 injured guy.
Cripple fight.
Yeah. Okay, what's your TN at the moment?
Well, 30. But
okay.
It's always going to be
this.
Because unless
right.
One of them magically goes before me.
Oh my god. Yes, they suddenly gain school techniques.
Yeah.
And the less crippled guy.
Right,
oh,
guy.
Here we go.
Watch out, Colossus is there.
When he has to count, that's when you know it's close.
Anyways, yeah. Injuries.
Yeah, injuries.
One crippled guy on Dave. He missed you. Two uninjured guys.
Just go down the line and cripple them all.
That's the easiest way to do it.
Well, yeah, let's prevent actually destroying Crane property. Cripple them, you'll kill them.
You killed one? I haven't killed any yet.
Yeah, you did kill that one.
Yeah, you actually killed the guy. I actually have not killed anyone. I've just been crippling them.
Got close but missed you.
I am brushing over confident, so, you know.
Uh-oh.
I'm probably going to cut
a little bit over zealous occasionally, so, you know.
Yep, you got hit. By the last guy. He has a parent good.
Try to roll under 7 this time.
Yeah. Stop hurting Dave.
I can't stop hurting Dave. You take 17 damage, but if parent goo breaks, because they have that.
So now he's got to punch you.
He's not very good at that.
I'm actually hurt.
Yeah, parent goos are pretty nasty, but they break if they do more than 10 damage at a blow.
It's a badly made.
Is that back up to the front?
Yeah.
Back and stop, brother. Alright. I'm going to cut down this injured guy.
They keep picking on the crap.
Painting. Is that it? Wow, that was really bad. But it's 23 still hit.
You sure did.
Okay.
Oh yeah, that's not.
Well, that's gonna be 24, 29.
That was the guy who was less crippled.
Yes,
he's very dead now.
I did my best.
You kind of run him through.
There you go. Now you guys do it.
Dave,
not
one kill, one kill.
All right. Yeah, I'm actually hurt now, so I'm gonna go into full attack because they're hitting anyways.
Yeah. Apparently.
So. So I'm gonna go into full attack on the guy that just did. That damage to me.
Yeah. He seems to have unarmed.
I'm not calling any raises, but my damage is still the same.
He's like, ah!
And then he pays for his fall.
Yeah. So I keep forward these.
To
yes,
rough.
I hit.
She did that.
For tons.
I did just that?
You did it.
No, that's what he just did.
Oh, yeah, that's what I was going
to
do. 44, I believe.
This is your normal stance.
Explosions.
Mm-hmm.
Well, 44 misses the loop background, so.
Well, we're fighting a lot of that.
It loops back around again, is the thing.
Oh.
So
No, I don't have to keep those. I'm just going to keep these and do 14 damage.
What?
So the guy you hit over?
The guy that hit. The guy that.
Oh, okay. Well, they're injured, but since I was waiting for two of them to go down before this happened, they break and start running.
Killing them?
Yeah.
Killing them? Actually, as they're doing that, the ones who are crippled, I kill them.
You can make one roll on each of them.
All right. Hey, they raised arms against us.
I'm still gonna. They did, but they're defeated opponents. So I'm gonna actually call a guard action on the peasants.
Okay. Alright, yeah.
I'm going to try to parry you, basically. Knock you
go for it.
Side. So, is that defense? Do a guard action?
Yeah.
So, zero of those. No, I don't get to roll that one. He might cause me to miss. No, he just. It's automatic. He just raised their.
He raises their TM.
Yeah. I don't think you have to roll anything there.
There's a full defense. There's a full
it's
defense.
If he's becoming a guard total guard action, he rolls his defense skill to guard them.
It's the it's Earth Fence.
Yeah. So that's 25 on my defense skill.
Okay.
So what does that do?
Check defense reflexes adds half the result to Armatian.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's if you're defending yourself.
Right. I don't know what it means for them.
No, there's an actual.
Yeah, there's an actual thing that's guard.
Guard 86.
I know Erstead's because that's what I'll probably hear in most fights.
My hair, I don't know who it was.
What is that? Guard.
Guard is simple action.
Does not require a roll.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
So it's probably just defense.
I designate one other person.
Oh, their team is defeated
by
10.
By 10.
Okay.
And
there. What did you roll then?
My team is 5.
You still hit him. Yeah.
I still hit him. I mean, you kind of parry it, but...
Yeah, like, he's interposing himself,
yeah.
But... Yeah. So, what I will do, though, is this is the only one you get, because you have to kind of go through the Haruma to get out of.
It's 17.
You kill him.
Yeah.
Haruma,
they attacked us.
They were defeated opponents. There's no honor in killing them.
These peasants have discovered a taste for samurai blood.
They're not lions. I mean, like, the animal, not the plant.
I'll pause you guys there.
While we're arguing,
yes.
Well, surrounded by.
Well, have you? Because you went to go do the
right.
Monks.
Well, I'm actually going to stop it there.
Okay.
End of hour two.
Yeah. End of hour two. Peasant killing.